And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing through the end of this week at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Giuliano Cesare's Passion, the Art of Collecting. These are pieces that are housed at the Georgia Museum of Art from Giuliano Cesare's collection. They will be on display through January 12th at the ACA. Classes will be starting at UL Lafayette next week, and the traditional music program in the School of Music will be offering accordion and fiddle classes. The group accordion and fiddle classes still have spaces available. If you're not currently a UL student, you can contact University College. You can call them at 482-6729 or go to their website to learn how you can enroll in beginning button accordion or intermediate Cajun fiddle. Also, for more information about the traditional music program, you can call Professor Mark DeWitt in the UL Lafayette School of Music. This evening in Bro Bridge, the Magnolia Sisters will be performing from 7 until 9 p.m. They'll be at Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. The St. Landry Parish government will provide self-fill sandbags for St. Landry Parish residents until 9 p.m. this evening. You can pick those up at the Yambly Building at 1939 West Landry Street in Opelousas. That's behind the Yambly Building in the open hut. There's a 10 sandbag limit per household, and you need to bring a shovel with you. That's until 9 o'clock tonight in St. Landry Parish. In New Iberia, the Bowtie Tuesdays Uptown Poetry will begin on January 10th, and that will continue on subsequent Tuesday evenings. That will be at 326 Hopkins Street in New Iberia. For more information, you can go on Facebook to Joseph Battle's page. The theater group The Riveters will present Michael Jacobs' play Cheaters, opening tomorrow evening, January 10th, and running through January 20th at Cité des Arts. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website, which is citédesarts.org. In Lake Charles, the play Tuesdays with Maury will be performed through the Lake Charles Little Theater, Acts, and that will be guest directed by Carolyn Woosley. The Axe Theater website is axetheater.com. Again, running January 11th through the 20th. The more information at their website. Tickets available at the door or through the website. The Bag Mat Ministry invites all to learn how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. Their next workshop is this Saturday, January 12th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Lafayette at Grace Presbyterian Church. Individuals or service groups may attend for an hour or the entire day. For more information, you can email them at matsforhomeless@gmail.com. This weekend in Natchitoches, there will be a special meeting to discuss preserving Louisiana French. That meeting will be Saturday, January 12th at 10 a.m. in the Overseer's House at Magnolia Plantation. That's at 5529 Highway 119 in Derry, Louisiana. The meeting is hosted by the Cane River Creole National Historical Park. This Saturday, Acadiana Word Lab continues at Cité des Arts. The feature presenter will be Jim Phillips. From 2 until 4, it is a free drafting literary workshop for anyone interested in writing, whether you wish to write full-time or you have other artistic interests and would like to complement that with writing. All are invited. 2 o'clock at Cité this Saturday, January 12th. This is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. From 6 until 9, most galleries and exhibit spaces will be open, welcoming you to see exhibits in downtown Lafayette. Cane Fire Film Series continues this Saturday, January 12th, 7:30 at the Light Center, 537 Cajun Dome Boulevard. They will be showing A Royal Affair, which is a Danish film starring Mads Mikkelsen and Alicia Vikander. For more information, their website is Cane Film Series, Cane Fire Film Series, or go to their Facebook page, which is /CaneFireFilmSeries. There will be a square dancing session at Nunu's in Arneville this Sunday, January 13th at 3 o'clock at Nunu's, the Arts and Culture Collective in Arneville. Charlene Heaton and Steve Bing will be calling, and there will be music with Burgess Fry and Stefanini. For more information, you can call Nunu's in Arneville. And in Lake Charles, actually all over the state, LPB will be showing a 4-episode, 2-hour marathon of Go Coast, Louisiana, Sunday, January 20th, beginning at 5 p.m., and it will end with the premiere of the Calcasieu and Cameron Parishes episode at 6:30. For more information, you can go to the LPB website. Opening at the University Art Museum, the Hilliard University Art Museum, on January 19th, a collection of work by artist John Buck called C'est Magnifique, and a collection from the Permanent Collection of Contemporary Folk Art. Those will open on January 19th to the public. For more information, their website is museum.louisiana.edu. The 8th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival is coming up and will open with a sneak preview screening on Wednesday, January 23rd of Sushi and Sauce Piquant by Pat Meir. For more information, their website is cinemaonthebayou.com. And please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we join Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. At 8, it's Mr. Bob Gushereau's Music of Yesteryears. At 9 o'clock, Big Band Swings. At 10, Selected Shorts. And at 11, Music from the Hearts of Space. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.